Good morning. So I want to start off into getting connected with Mana maybe through a little different lens. Anybody watch Shameless on Showtime? There's a few of us. I see a hand up there. There's a few of us. If you don't know the show is about a family in Chicago called the Gallaghers who engage in all kinds of criminal and nefarious activity. You know, pretty much everything that the church pretty much says you shouldn't do, they do. But what I love about the show and what is so attractive to me is that they never try to be anything they aren't. You know, I've been around a whole lot of people that want to be one thing on the outside and profess to be something, but then they just do something totally differently. What I love about this show is that they always find a way to just be faithful to their identity. If they believe themselves to be criminals, to be unfaithful to whoever they're dating, they just accept that that's who they are. Not casting judgment that that's okay, that behavior's okay. What I find attractive is that that kind of inner assurance and commitment to one's identity is really attractive to me. And that commitment to one's identity, that commitment to one's inner strength, that commitment to being who they are is what I find in Moana as well. So just quickly, if you don't know the movie, let me just summarize it with you. Moana is the daughter of a Polynesian king. So she's our first Polynesian Disney princess. Moana is literally chosen by the ocean to return a relic to a goddess. That relic was stolen by a demigod called Maui with him and his magic fishhook. With that magic fishhook, he can change into all kinds of animals. Maui stole the heart of Tafiti, that's the goddess, and he wanted to give it to humanity. He wanted to give it to humanity so that they would have the power to create, just like Tafiti could. However, after he stole the heart, a violent, volcanic, evil goddess called Taka shows up, fights Maui. Maui loses his fish hook. The relic is lost to the sea. And then over hundreds of years, blight begins to affect islands all throughout the area. Finally, that blight comes to Moana's island. And Moana learns from her grandmother all about the story, about the legendary fight between Maui and Tafiti and Taka and how the relic was lost. And says that the only way for the blight to be lifted from the island where she and her family resides is to return that relic that the ocean gave to her back to Tafiti. And she has to get Maui, who stole it, to do that for her. Moana wants to do this, and she's attracted to the ocean. She wants to have a life on the ocean, but her father wants to put her in a box and protect her and keep her safe because of a traumatic experience he had. He doesn't want anyone going out on the ocean. But Moana won't be forced into a box. She leaves in search of Maui and Tafiti to return her heart to Tafiti and to save her people. Moana finds Maui. They retrieve the magical fish hook. They find Tafiti. But before Maui can return the heart to Tafiti, they're confronted by Taka. In the fight, Maui's fish hook is lost. The relic is lost to the ocean. And Maui leaves in disgust and frustration. Moana is sitting on a boat. She's confused, she's not sure what to do, and in this first scene we're going to see here, she's pleading, trying to figure out what does she do on her journey. What happens now when she's faced with this choice? Do I continue to go on my journey or do I leave? Let's watch.
Why do you hesitate?
I don't know.
I know a girl from an island. She stands apart from the crowd. She loves the sea and her people. She makes her whole family proud. Sometimes the world seems against you. The journey may leave a scar, but scars can heal and reveal just where you are. The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you, and nothing on earth can silence the quiet voice still inside you. And when that voice starts to whisper, Moana, you've come so far. Moana, listen, Do you know who you are?
Who am I? I am a girl who loves my island and the girl who loves the sea. It calls me. I am the daughter of the village chief. We are descended from voyagers who found their way across the world. They call me. I've delivered us to where we are. I have journeyed farther. I am everything I've learned and more. Still it calls me. And the call isn't out there at all. It's inside.
And this is where Daniel and Moana connect. Daniel and Moana both share the same identity. They both know, or the same reality, they both know who they are and they know whose they are. Moana is able to continue her journey because she connects with the reality that she's part of a bigger story. She's part of a story of people who were adventurers and travelers, people who journeyed on the ocean. She dives down into that reality of that story, and she then is able to connect with the fact that I am Moana. I can face whatever challenges and trials come ahead. I can continue this journey. Daniel does the same thing. The story is all about how Israel is destroyed. The best and brightest are taken out of Jerusalem. They're taken to Babylon. They're going to serve the Babylonians. They're going to be put into the court. They're going to be renamed. They're going to be told to eat like Babylonians. They're going to be taught to read like Babylonians. They're going to be taught to live like Babylonians. They're taken into this foreign country and they're told, you're not going to no longer be who you were. But the incredible turn in the story is when Daniel says he resolved that he would not defile himself with the royal rations. Now, where in the world would this young man, who was probably all of 15 or 16, get the idea that he could stand up in this foreign land, in this foreign country, and stay faithful to the God of his understanding? It was just like in Moana's experience. See, Daniel knew he was part of a bigger story. He knew that he was part of something bigger than himself. He knew that he was part of a people that is descended from a long history of justice and love and good news. He was a part of a people that told him that when his ancestors were lost in the wilderness, there was a God who provided a way. That when his ancestors faced a sea in the front and an army behind, that God provided a way. That when his ancestors were hungry in the desert, God provided a way. He was a part of a story of a people that knew that regardless of the circumstances around him, that God would provide a way. And today, we church people face a similar confrontation. You know, I think the good news for us is that we are part of a community of people that has a long history of fighting for love and justice and good news in this world. No, the church has not always been perfect. No, the church has had problems. But I'm pretty sure as well that the God who split the Red Sea can stand up to a man who fights his battles on Twitter. So we are part of something bigger. That is who we are. That is the reality of our experience. That like Moana, we are a part of a people that began long before us and will continue long after. In fact, if we were to go into it, that was the whole purpose, and that's the message of the song, I Was There When I Heard Your Morning Cry. Julia, today we're going to be celebrating, sending her off to college in a couple weeks. But her story doesn't end and begin with Christy and I. Her story doesn't end and begin with this church. She was baptized into this community of faith. She's baptized into a Christian church that's been around for 2,000 years and a family of people that's been around before that. And then she's going to have children that's going to be a part of this story as well. The good news today, we are not alone. That is who we are. But you know, sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we can forget who we are. And the turn in the Moana story is this, that when Moana shows up and Maui shows up to return the heart to Tafiti and defeat Taka, the turn in the story is that Tafiti and Taka are one and the same person. The turn in the story is that Tafiti had forgotten who she was. Take a watch.
Tafiti, it's gone.
Taka! Katu tei hi hi hi. Katu tei wana wana. Hiruko tei roki yetu iote hi.
Let her come to me. I have crossed the horizon to find you.
Taka wasn't evil. She had simply forgotten who she was. I don't know if you can relate to that. I don't know if you can relate to the lyric that says, they had stolen the heart from inside you, but this does not define who you are. I don't know about you, but I can relate to that element of the song. I can think back to when I was 5 and I saw my father leave my mother and drove away in a green Pinto and my mom crying on the bed. And I can recall me bringing my mother orange juice to try and make her feel better. I can recall the times when my father wouldn't show up when he said he would show up, the times when my mother's life was so chaotic we didn't have a place to live, and I can't tell you all the number of schools I went to. I mean, I remember the boyfriend of my mother's who ran her over with a car. I remember a gun being pointed at us when my mom tried to leave another man. I remember all of that. I remember all the craziness, the chaoticness. I remember being hit, punched, slapped. I remember all that. The good news today, though, is that that does not define who I am. That does not define who you are. You know, when in the Luke story, the gospel story here this morning, the sin in the story isn't the dissolute living. Yeah, he's out there, he takes his money, he's out there with wine, women, and song, running around with all those people. Probably, Julia, you're probably using a fake ID, so don't get one while you're in college. That wasn't the sin in the story. The sin in the story is that he forgot that he was a child of the Father. He had forgotten who and whose he was. Because the turn in the story comes when he says, but when he came to himself, when he remembered his Father, when he came to his senses, when he came to himself and remembered who he was, then he came home. And when he came home, his Father wasn't there ready to scold him, shame him, beat him, say anything about all the dissolute living. His Father was waiting for him and threw a party and invited him to a meal. Now, I don't know about you, but in the movie there, when the heart of Tafiti is returned and everything gets great, there's this long history in the church about, does that kind of thing happen instantaneously or does it happen over time? I don't know. I think for me, it's been a bit of both. I remember making a choice when I was 18, and I know today it takes a therapy appointment twice a month, 2 12-step meetings, an antidepressant, a sponsor, a wife, and all that taken together to remind me of who I am. And the reality for myself, and the good news for you today, is that I am a beloved, precious child of God, and so are you. Most nights when I'm putting my kids to bed, I got into a habit of telling them, good night, I love you, you're a good girl, and you are a beloved, you are a precious child of God. But you know, I don't really do that to tell them. I really do it as a reminder for myself. Know who you are today. You are a beloved, precious child of God. And he's here with arms open. Thanks be to God.